Swartz shook his head as if in disappointment at his seer.
You know that because of what Zigu told you. He knows how close to Salamandastron we are. Go on, then. If your shells are so clever, what else do they tell you? That little red shell that fell far apart from the rest. What does that say?
The vixen looked at the small red shell and shrugged.
Lord, though it doesn't say anything, it tells me a great deal. Remember you once had a babe, a male? This shell represents him, and you would do well to beware of it.
Swart stared at the little red shell, his lip twisting contemptuously.
Oh, yes. I remember the brat. But that was long ago. He's probably dead by now. We lost him after the battle on the path.
Nightshade narrowed her eyes, staring hard at the shell.
You never really lost him. See? He's come back.
Swart kicked sand at her.
Idiot! How can a little red shell hurt me?
Pick it up and see. It's not so little anymore.
Swart picked the shell up and found it was quite a big one. In falling, it had been almost covered by the soft sand, allowing only a small part of it to remain visible. The vixen nodded.
It was a little shell once, but it has grown, Lord. Beware of it, I say. Turn it over and look.
The ferret turned the shell over and scrutinised it, saying,
A few markings on it, like scratches, so?
6 marks, Lord. 6 scratches representing 6 claws.
Swart spat on the shell and threw it into the sea.
Stupid rubbish! If that's the best you can do, then 'tis a poor show. Fall in with the rest and get marching. Swart's 6 claw decides his own destiny. Only fools believe what they see in shells.
Zigu the Corsair strode out on the right flank of the horde, along with his former bosun, a stoat called Welknose. Both could see Swart marching at the head of the horde. The bosun had taken a dislike to Swart and made no secrets of it.
Warlord? That ain't no warlord. More like a puffed-up toad, swaggering out front there. You could take him, Captain, easily. I knows you could.
Zigu was an unusual corsair, tall and saturnine. He dressed plainly and affected the manner of a gentle beast. Despite this, he was shrewd and ruthless, feared by many among the sea rat fraternity for his skill with the deadly long rapier. His paw resting on the fine basket hilt of the weapon, he strode at a leisurely pace, regarding his bosun's angry outburst with faint amusement.
Lack-a-day, Welknose. Shame on you for speaking of our beloved leader in such a dreadful manner. Tell me, pray, why should I take him as you so quaintly put it?
So you can be the boss of all this lot, Captain. You can bet an oyster to a lobster they'd follow a fine beast like yourself, even you tickle Swart to death with your rapier.